This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
87 in Houston. I'm Gail DeLauder. Some Houston area teachers are facing criticism over comments they made on social media about the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. News 88.7's Sarah Gruneau has the latest.
The comments were made by former and current employees at Goose Creek, Pasadena, and Dickinson Independent School Districts. They quickly garnered backlash and statements from the school districts denouncing hateful speech. Republican State Representatives Briscoe Kane and Terry Leo Wilson were among those who took to social media to call for their firings. One of the posts was made by a woman identified as a teacher from Goose Creek ISD. She suggested Kirk's death could have been, quote, the consequences of his actions catching up with him. In response, Superintendent Randall O'Brien said the district doesn't tolerate hateful or violent rhetoric for anyone representing the district. I'm Sarah Gruneau, News 88.7.
Houston Mayor John Whitmire is postponing his annual State of the City address. He was supposed to give it later this month at the Hilton Americas Hotel. But News 88.7's Kyle McClenaghan says a strike by hotel workers has now moved into a second week.
In a statement, Whitmire said he canceled the event out of respect for the ongoing contract negotiations between Hilton and union workers. A union representative welcomed Whitmire's support, saying they have continued to call on Hilton to make an agreement that addresses their needs. The strike has gained some national attention, with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders voicing his support in a social media post on Wednesday. Sanders says he sent a letter to Hilton asking them to pay the workers a fair wage. The strike at the hotel began on Labor Day and has been extended through September 20th. Workers are calling for pay raises of at least $23 an hour. A Hilton spokesperson said the company was committed to negotiating in good faith. I'm Kyle McClenaghan, News 88.7.
Astros baseball in Toronto this afternoon. They fell to the Blue Jays 6-0. Clear skies this evening, low expected around 75 degrees. For tomorrow, it should be mostly sunny and the high around 93. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.
Support for